This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
And welcome to the campus of Bradford Area High School. Tonight we've got Lady Owls basketball action against the Elk County Lady Crusaders. Early start tonight, getting things rolling early. Thank you for being with us. Before the national anthem, I'll see if I can get some stuff in. No, we're going to go to the national anthem. Stay with me here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, once again, welcome back. James Patrick here at Bradford High, Lady Owls basketball, Lady Crusaders, longtime rival in District 9. Both teams come into the game with similar records. The Lady Owls come in on a two-game win streak. Their overall record is 8 wins and 10 losses. And the Lady Crusaders come in with 10 wins and 8 losses. The two teams are yet to meet this year. They'll be meeting again next Wednesday night. We will be live down in Elk County for that game as well. Had to make up due to Mother Nature earlier in the season. Earlier tonight, the Bradford JVs came up on the short end, 25-13. Let's get to your starters. Peyton Newton for Elk County Lady Crusaders. Peyton Newton, Lena Pulaski, Katie Straub, Rachel Van Slander, and Avery Stoffer. Little change in your lineup tonight for the Lady Owls. Starting for your Lady Owls tonight, Olivia Funk, Alexis Keyshore, Haley Keene, Cammie Sheely, and Carissa Chamberlain. Carissa commonly comes off the bench. She'll be starting tonight.
Freshman number 34, Carissa Chamberlain.
This is the Lady Owls' last home game of the season. And I believe the boys are finished also. So if you didn't get out to see a game this year, come join us next year. Both teams will be promising again next year. And all of our broadcasts are available on demand at WESB.com. Always remind you of that. Lady Owls led by Haley Keene and Cammie Sheely pretty much all season long. Keyshore's a tough one, though. A lot of them do a great job. And these young girls are getting in. I believe Chamberlain is also a freshman, so you've got two freshmen in the starting lineup. That's three more years of good ball from them two. So Lady Owls take the court. Haley Keene will obviously be jumping for your Lady Owls. And it looks like it will be Lena Pulaski for the Lady Crusaders from Elk County High School. And Lady Owls win the tip. Here we go. Keyshore sets up the play out to Chamberlain. Back to Keyshore, top of the key. Man-to-man defense from the Lady Crusaders. Keen with the ball. She drives baseline. Tries a reverse layup. Misses. However, the rebound goes off of Elk. Lady Owls will have the ball back. Strong move there by Haley Keen. They get it into Haley Keen, the inbound pass. Oh, they got the quick hand on the ball. Haley did a spin move, was going to have a little floater, and the Crusaders get it tipped away and steal it. They're down court. 2-3 zone for the Lady Owls defensively. Thought about a three-pointer there. Oh, and there's a almost steal by Keyshore. They get the foul line. Now they get it down low. There's a almost errant pass. A couple of almost. There's the three ball. And it's going to just graze the rim, and Haley Keen comes away with a rebound. Haley Keen across the timeline. Haley picks up her dribble, gets it to Alexis Keyshore. Keyshore dribbling around, gets it tipped away and gets down the lane. Alexis Keyshore, and it does a 360 and comes out. Then Keyshore fights for it, and it's a jump ball. It's going to go to Elk County. So no baskets here in the early going. We've played a minute 15 seconds of the first quarter. Elk with the ball. Sheely with a tough defense. Now Keyshore. Elk likes to pass that thing all the way across court, I see. And there's another three ball. This time it's got more on it, and that's in. Avery Stauffer with a three ball. She took the three originally. It came up short. That one had more on it the whole time. You could tell it had a chance. So it goes down, and the Lady Crusaders lead 3-0. And there's Sheely getting tied up. Picked up her dribble. Jump ball again. This time it will stay with the Owls. Lady Owls will inbound. Keyshore is going to inbound it. Keyshore gets it down low to Sheely. Sheely misses the layup. Elk comes away with a basketball. And those long passes again from Elk. I don't know how long you can get away with that. Good ball movement, though. There's a tip. Haley Keen got a hand on the ball and comes away with it. Keen to Keyshore. Out to Chamberlain. Chamberlain back to Keyshore. Down low to Sheely. Back out to Keyshore. Keyshore looking for an opening. There's a kick ball on the defense. Two subs for Elk, Laney Wisner, and Anna Lanzel coming into the game. 5:25 to go in the first. 3-0 Crusaders lead. Now we have a whistle. Referees are going to talk about it. That was a late call off the foot as it was still inbounds. People were chasing it. They called it off of the Lady Owls off the foot. So the referee's call was changed by the other two, apparently. And Crusaders are going to have the ball. There we go again, around the horn, we'll call it. And then way across, corner to corner. And there's a shot off the mark. Rebound by Keyshore, and then the loose ball. Sheely comes up with it. Here comes Haley Keen. Haley Keen looks for an opening. Down to the baseline, picks it up. Out to Keyshore. Keyshore out near the logo now, being guarded by Stauffer. And we have a whistle. It's a foul on... Stauffer. It's a foul on Stauffer, her first, the team's first. I thought she said 22, but there is no 22. So Lady Owls with the basketball. Chamberlain looked down low to Keene, and it's tipped away. Keene comes away with it, though. Keeps it alive. Goes to Sheely. Sheely misses. And then there's a foul on Keene. There's a foul on Haley Keene for going over the back on the rebound. Her first, the team's first. So 4:35 to go. Still just 3-0 Lady Crusaders here. Lady Owls can't get the ball in the basket right now. And tipped out of bounds by Olivia Funk. Elk will maintain possession. They get it down low. And laid in by number 11, Peyton Newton. Peyton Newton down low, 5-0. Lady Crusaders lead. Right at the halfway point of the first quarter, 4 minutes to go. Keene with the ball. Keene to Keyshore. Over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain has it stripped away. And it goes off of Chamberlain out of bounds. Crusaders are going to have the ball again with a 5-0 lead. Around the outside, trying to get it down low. Good defense by the Lady Owls. There's that long cross-court pass again. And there's a three ball from the top of the key, and it's good. That's Stauffer again. That's going to be a timeout. Timeout, 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them with the Owls lead or trailing 8-0. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back, James Patrick. Lady Owls have started out here just half asleep, I think. Nothing's going in. They're trail 8-0 with 3:21 to go in the first quarter. Keyshore with the Lady Owls have possession. Long is checked into the game, and there's a scrum on the floor. Long comes up with it, gets it to Funk. Funk throws it away, and there's another turnover, and here comes the Lady Crusaders again. There's an errant pass down low, and possibly no injury. She went down kind of hard, but she's back up. Okay. Lady Owls basketball, trail 8-0, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. So Shavia Long checked into the game for Chamberlain. So you've got Keyshore, Funk, Keene, Long, and Sheely. And I'll tell you, we have a whistle. That's a foul. Okay. That foul, I'll tell you what. That foul's on Lainey Wisner, her first. Referee's hard to understand, I guess. So Lady Owls with the ball. That's her first and the Crusaders second. So Shavia Long, Miranda Davis has checked into the game now for the Lady Owls. Long goes all the way to the basket, puts it up, it's off the mark. And Long hustles for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. So now you have Sheely, Davis, Keene, Long, Keyshore in there for your Lady Owls. Still trail 8-0. Definitely not the spirited Lady Owl start that they've been getting off to as of late. See if somebody can get a spark going here. Get it down to the baseline, back into the corner. There's that long cross the court, and they're getting away with it. I mean, often, all the way, corner to corner. They get it down low. It's up and in. That's Peyton Newton again. She gets it down low, two dribbles, and puts it in. 10-0, 1:37 to go. Keene with the ball. Keene puts up a long shot. It's up and in. And a foul. So Haley Keene may convert to three here. That foul is on Lainey Wisner again. Her second, the team's third. Haley Keene with a chance to get a three-pointer here and get the get things rolling. They've broken the ice now. They trail 10-2. Free throws up. No good. Rebound, Elk County. 1:27 to go in the first. Oh, Davis almost a steal. There it is, open girl in the corner. No, she's not going to take it. Back out. Little dribble penetration. They get it down low. It's blocked by Keene. Out of bounds off of Bradford. Bree Keene stood her ground there. Nice block. Elk inbounds, and it's stolen away. Here comes Cammy Sheely, quick down court. Gets it to Long. Long puts it up. I think it was partially blocked. And then out of bounds off of Elk. 45 seconds to go. Lady Owls trail 10-2. Into Davis. Davis takes a jumper. Way short. That's very uncommon as well. It was 6 feet short. Davis is a pretty darn good shooter. Elk comes away with a rebound. Sevilla Long with the defense out near the logo. Elk's probably going to try to hold for the last shot here in the first quarter. 20 seconds to go. 10-2 lead. Down to six. They get it down low. And there's a basket again by Peyton Newton. Nice move to go under. She went under Haley Keene. That's going to be your score after one. Lady Owls 2, Lady Crusaders 12. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back for the second quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owl's off to a slow start. Nobody looks like they have any energy tonight. Coming off that victory against the Johnsonburg Rams and the upset victory over the weekend down in Dubois. 12-2 they trail after one period here to the Lady Crusaders from Elk. Avery Stauffer had 2 3-pointers for Elk. And Peyton Newton, 3 layups. So we have 2 players with 6 points. And Haley Keene with the only basket for your Lady Owls. No foul trouble for the Owls. Anna Lanzel has 2 fouls for Elk County. Elk is going to have possession to start the second quarter. The Lady Owls are going to have Davis, Keyshore, Keen Sheely Long in there right now. Start the second quarter. Crusaders getting directions from their coach. And they get the ball started. There's a long pass that time. Long, Sheely Long got a hand on it. And it created a jump ball. Jump ball's going to go to the Lady Owls. I figured they'd finally eventually get some hands on those long passes. Elk throws it way across court. Here comes Keyshore with the ball. Keyshore over to a wing. Now she picked up her dribble, and you got to, they're really converging the defense once somebody picks up the dribble. They're certainly taught to do that. Keen with three people on her, and the shot's no good. Elk around into the corner. There's a double team by the Owls. There's a timeout taken. 30-second timeout. We'll stay here for this one. Timeout taken by the Lady Crusaders coach. No scoring here in the second quarter yet. It just appears every time the Lady Owls get the ball, they're hanging back until they pick up that dribble. And when they pick up the dribble, they converge real tight with one person or sometimes two people. In Haley Keene's case, when she got the ball down low, there was three or four of them all over on that last possession. That's very effective defense. We've seen many of them do it, so if you can teach them that way, it works. Elk is going to inbound here, 7:08 to go, 12-2 lead. Two-man catch up here near the logo, now down into the corner, back out. Same five in there for the Owls. There's a pass down low. Sheely gets a hand on it. It's out of bounds off Sheely. So they tried to get it back down low to Peyton Newton. So we've got Keen, Davis, Sheely, Keyshore, Long in there for your Lady Owls. Elk gets it in. Bring it out. Set back up for a new play. Into the corner. Back out to a wing. Into the other corner. Back out. They move it around quickly. There's a pass down low to a wide open 14, Lena Pulaski, who misses the shot. Here comes Keene, fast down court. Tries to get one up from behind the backboard. She gets it up, but it goes off the front of the rim. And Elk comes away with a rebound. And there's a pass down into the corner, then back out. Elk does a good job. Very few, not many dribbles. I mean, the ball's not hitting the ground. Once in a while, one or two dribbles, but it's pass, 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 pass. Well-coached team. And there's a shot missed off of Elk. Lady Owls will have possession. .541 to go in the first. 12-2, Lady Crusaders. Keyshore with the ball. Good defense there by the Crusaders. My goodness. Sheely takes a long two, and it goes. Foot was on the line. Candy Sheely gets a shooter's roll there, and it's 12-4, Lady Owls, trailing. Maybe that'll wake them up. There's a turnover. Okay. Oh, they called it off with Bradford. Olivia Funk comes back into the game for Alexis Keyshore. Keyshore's first break. Davis, Funk, Keen, Sheely, Long. Right now. Sheely tips it to herself. Steal. Lady Owls down the court. Sheely thought about it. Gets it back out to Long. Long's going down the lane and laying it up. And, oh, just a little too strong. And there's a foul on Long. Probably a frustration foul. So Sevilla's first, the team's first. After getting down there and missing the shot by a bit, she was probably mad and grabbed the girl that had the rebound. So Elks ball, 12-4, the Owls trail. There's Funkin' Davis on defense. There's an open Elker off the mark. The Elkers are from Ridgeway, by the way. I screwed that up, too. Keen with the ball. Sheely at the foul line. Picked up her dribble and can't go anywhere with it. 5-second call. Was just stuck. Couldn't get the foul line. Nowhere to go with the ball. So 5-second call, 4 minutes to go. There's an intercepted pass by Keyshore. She's ahead of the field, and she puts it up, and it's too hard. Keen gets the rebound and puts it in. Haley Keen gets the board and a putback. 12-6, the Lady Owls trail now. There's a steal by Keen. Keen's going to take this all the way. It's up and in. Haley Keen lays it in. 12-8, Lady Owls trail. Now they got some fire going. Let's go, ladies. Elk with the ball. There's a travel. There's a travel on the Elkers. Lady Crusaders. Oh, boy. Keyshore, Keen, Sheely, Davis, Funk. For your Lady Owls, trailing by 4. 3:22 to go in the first half. There's Sheely out on a wing. Dribbles down to the foul line. Going to take that foul line jumper off the mark. Rebound. Oh, Keyshore knocked it out of the rebounder's hand, but it went, still went to an Elk person. Elk quickly gets an open shot. That's made shot by Lena Pulaski, that 10-foot jumper. 14-8, Elk County lead. Keen, foul line, gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore dribbles in and back out. Gets it to Sheely, who's contested. She fights her off and keeps possession for the Lady Owls. There's Davis. Davis gets a good pick now. She's open. And then she gets picked up. Davis with a ball, almost a steal by the Elkers. Crusaders. Davis dribbling all over. Gets it back out to Keyshore. There's down low to Haley Keen. Haley tries to do the turnaround, spin turnaround jumper layup thing and is fouled. Fouls on Anna Lanzel. Her first, the team's first. Foul was on the floor. Keen couldn't get a shot off. Here comes Haley with the inbound pass. Tries that same move and goes the other way. And it's out of bounds. Elk County possession. 2:07 to go in the first. 14-8. Crusaders lead. There's a pass intercepted by Keyshore. Lady Owls have picked it up on the defensive end, but they're having a heck of a time scoring. There's Davis, a little jumper. No good. Funk fights for the rebound, and it's going to stay there. Out of bounds off of Elk. Inbounded to Sheely. Sheely gets it into Keen, halfway down the lane, back out to Keyshore. There's Sheely at the three-point line, couple dribbles, picks it up and throws it away. And there's a foul on Keyshore. It's going to be her first, Lady Owl second. Lady Owl's frustrated on that offensive end. Tough defense by the Lady Crusaders. Fighting hard for every point, but they've also picked up the defense on their own end. 1:26 to go, 14-8. Shavia Long gets a hand on it, but they maintain control. And then Long comes from behind and steals it away. Sheely's got it. Sheely gets it to Keen. Keen dribbles in, spin, double team, back to Sheely, back to Keen. That time they didn't get the double on her, and she got a shot off and got fouled. She's going to shoot two, Haley Keen. Peyton Newton is the fouler. Team second, her first. Keen's first free throw is good. 14-9. Second free throw is up. And no good. Elk with a rebound. 14-9. 51 seconds to go in the first half. There's a good hand by Long, but Elk comes away with a loose ball. Good defense. Oh, Long almost gets it there as well. There's a steal by Funk. Funk gets it to Keene. 32 seconds to go. Quick hand that time by Funk. Shavia Long gets it down low. They get it to Funk, who could not. It was laying up there on the rim. Did not drop. Nice passing by the Lady Owls, but the shot would not go. 20 seconds to go now. Lady Owls still have possession. Down 14-9. And they throw away the inbound pass. Crusaders will, I'm sure, hold it for a last shot or try to. 18.8 to go, 14-9 lead. Elk County only scored 2 points here so far in this second quarter. Outscored 7-2 anyways. Elk with the ball down to 8. They get it to the corner. They get the shot off. No good. Rebounded by the Owls. Out of bounds off of Elk. 1 second to go. Long throw. Time is out. Lady Owls trail 14-9 at the half. See if they can make some adjustments. They did outscore the Crusaders 7-2 there in the second quarter. So our halftime score from the Owl's Nest, Lady Crusaders 14, Lady Owls 9. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Okay. Welcome back. I apologize, but we're going to eat part of a Snickers bar together. Igor would kill me. I hope he's not listening, actually. So welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick, Lady Owls basketball against the Lady Crusaders from Elk County. Really a defensive battle. Crusaders lead 14-9 at the half. Haley Keene has 7 of the 9 points for the Lady Owls. And 2 6-point scorers for Lady Crusaders. Just a defensive scrum. Lady Owls couldn't find a basket for the longest time. Only scored 2 points in the first quarter. Did get it together in the second quarter and score 7. Outscored the Lady Crusaders 7-2 to cut the lead 14-9. But the word is defense tonight. I do have something I want to say about the area scores from a few nights ago, if you're not aware. That tough Dubois team that we had last week beat up on the Bradford Owls boys. They're on a roll, and they did get their revenge against the Elk County boys, who were undefeated. Now, they were 18-0 at the time, but Dubois did come away with a victory the other night. So the Elk boys have one loss now. That's just an FYI. Our schedule for next week, Monday night, we'll have girls action in... No. Right. Anyways, we'll be at Smithport. That might be boys action in Smithport. Tuesday night we'll be in North Clarion with the Lady Owls, and Wednesday night we'll be down there for the rematch of this game in Elk County with the Lady Owls. That'll wind up our regular season broadcast. I don't know what the future is about any playoff games. Sometimes that happens. With the limited number of 4A schools in our district, instead of just giving it away to the number one, there's only three of us, Clearfield, St. Mary's, and Bradford. So the other two will play and see who has the right to play the other one. We did have the Chuck a Duck fundraiser tonight. If you've never chucked a duck, maybe next year. They take these little bitty mini rubber ducks, they put a sticker on the court somewhere, and you pay in advance, and they've got numbers on the bottom of them, and you try to get on top of the sticker. Closest to the sticker wins various prizes. Neat little fundraiser I hadn't seen till this year, so... Been here for about three of those now. Both teams back out doing their warm-ups. As I had said, Elk really clamps down the defense when somebody picks up their dribble. And that's when you want to. Girl will pick up a dribble and then they swarm them. And then it, in a lot of cases, leads to a turnover. Lady Owls got the hands up and quicker there toward the end of the in the second quarter, we'll call it. End of the first as well. But Elk got away with several long, long, long passes early on. And those 2 3-pointers by Avery Stauffer early in the game to take the 6-0 lead. Elk was out 10-0 before the Lady Owls got a basket. And we're at 14-9, the Lady Crusaders lead. I'm going to take a very short break. We'll be back for the start of the second quarter. Or, sorry, second half. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
Your season ticket.
WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back, James Patrick. Here we are for the start of the second half. Elk County possession, 5-point lead. Long, Sheely, Funk, Keen, Keyshore for your Lady Owls. Elk, same thing. Long passes around the horn. They like to kind of lull you to sleep, and then somebody gets open down low. There's the free throw line, then out for a possible three-pointer. No shot. Good defense. There's a down low, and they let him play. That's going to be out of bounds off of. Now the referees are going to talk. There was quite the collision that they didn't call anything on. I don't think they can go back and do anything about that. So Elk is going to maintain possession. And they get it in out to the three-point line. Stauffer over to Newton. Long with a good defense up top. Keyshore. Everybody down low doing a good job. Sheely, Funk, Keen. There's a jumper from the foul line. It's off the mark. Haley Keen with a rebound. Lady Owls possession, trail by five. Double team on Keen. And hit it up to Sheely now. Advantage for the Lady Owls. Keyshore is going to take a three. It's short. Elk comes away with it. One and a half minutes gone here in the third. Elk, there's a quick hand by Long, but Elk gets a loose ball, and there's a three-pointer, and that's good. That is Newton with a three ball. 17-9 now, and the full-court press on the Lady Owls. They get to Long. Long's going in. And Long tries the shot and is fouled by Lena Pulaski. Her first, the team's first. Shavia Long will be at the line shooting two. Six-10 to go in the third. Long makes the first one. Her first point of the game. One more for her. Second one up, and good. And Lady Owls trail by six. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. They get it down low, and there's a foul on Funk, I believe. Yep. Olivia Funk with her first, the team's first. That's going to be two shots for Lena Pulaski. First one's up. Good. Second one up. And good. Pulaski with a two free throws to give the Crusaders 8-point lead, and it's stolen inbounds, and there's a basket by Avery Stauffer after the steal, and now pressure again. Keyshore with the ball, quick down court. Keyshore long travels with it, so Lady Crusaders have now pulled out to a 10-point lead with this pressure defense creating turnovers. 21-11. And Elk possession. There's a foul line jumper. Good. That's Avery Stoffer. And hard time getting it in again. They do get it in and across the timeline. Should be a long, goes quick to the basket and puts it in. Long lays it in. 23-13, Lady Owls are trailing. There's a three ball. It's good. They're calling it a two ball. That was Peyton Newton. And pressure again. That's simply an out of bounds off of Elk. Thought it might be a foul. And Coach Blatchley's going to take a full timeout. Lady Owls need to figure out a plan to beat this pressure. We'll take a short break with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Owls Nest, Lady Owls basketball against the Lady Crusaders from Elk County. Crusaders come out of the locker room, changed up the defensive pressure, full court press on made baskets, created some turnovers. They're outscoring the Lady Owls 11-4 right now in the third period alone. So they've pulled out to a 12-point lead, 25-13. We're not even halfway through the third yet. Okay, here we go with the full court pressure again. Lady Owls trying to inbound. Keyshore gets it to Sheely. Sheely back to Keyshore. Keyshore is fouled in the backcourt by Peyton Newton. That's her first or second, team second. Now the Lady Owls will inbound it, and the Elk counts. Coach said, told him to back off. Keen across the timeline. Gets to Sheely at the top of the foul line. Back to Long. Long looking down low, nothing there. Gets to Keyshore. Sheely, foul line. Back to Keyshore. Funk, foul line. Keen, 3-point line. Just can't get anybody open down low. Keyshore through her hand, saves it. Tipped away, saves it again. Gets it to Long, who saves it. Sheely at the foul line again. A couple dribbles. And gets it. Just pesky defense. I don't like that call. They called a double dribble. I think it was tipped. So, nothing there for the Lady Owls. 3:50 to go in the third. Trailing 25-13. Elk ball. Now the Lady Owls put pressure on the ball. Into the corner. Back out to a wing. All the way to the other corner. Double team. They still get it out. And they get the ball down low. Back out. 3-point ball. Good. That is number four. That's Lainey Wisner. Her first points of the game, and it's up to a 15-point lead. Almost a steal by Elk. Keyshore comes away fast, all the way to the hole and fouls. Shot no good, but she'll shoot two. foul on Lainey Wisner, her third, and the team's third. Keyshore shooting two. First one's up. Not good. Miranda Davis comes into the game for Olivia Kautz. Keyshore with another free throw here. That one's up and good. Alexis Keyshore with her first point of the game. 28-14 Elk County lead. Keyshore, Long, Davis, Sheely, Keen in there. Good defense, but eventually it breaks down. She did step on the sideline. Lady Owls create a turnover there. 2:22 to go, down by 14. Long with the ball, spin, and the triple team eventually get the ball away. White 23, Keen. Second foul on Keen. There's Keyshore with the inbound. Out to Long. Down to Sheely. Sheely shoots. And it's good. Kenny Sheely with 2 points. Foul line jumper. And there's a lay-in for Lena Pulaski on the other end. Quick down the other end for the LA Owls. Long, no call. No missed shot, and Elk comes away with it. 30-16 lead. Passing around the outside now. 1:23 to go. They get it down low, back out. And there's a three ball. And it's good. That one's number 11, Peyton Newton. 30-second timeout. We're going to take it with him. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Lady Owls Basketball. Coming out here in this third quarter, the Lady Crusaders really turned up the defensive pressure. Lady Owls didn't have much for it, and there's going to be almost another turnover. We opened a large 17-point lead now, the Crusaders. Lady Owls possession, 52 seconds to go in the third. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's probably it. So Chamberlain in there for the Lady Owls. Keen over to Davis. Davis takes the jumper. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. 32 seconds now to go in the third quarter. 33-16 lead for the Lady Crusaders. Lady Owls have just not been with it tonight. Started out really slow and pretty much have remained there. Elk gets it to the foul line. And back out. Down open three. One more time. That's no good. Rebounded by Davis. Davis tries to knock it off of the Elker, or the, sorry, the Elk County Crusader, and it works. 2.7 to go for the Owls with possession. Have to go the entire length of the court. They turn it over, do not get it in. So I still think something's not set right, Nick, but as long as you guys can hear me, that's good. 2.7, Elk's going to have a chance to get a shot off. And it's inbounded, one dribble, and a shot, and it's no good. So 33-16, Lady Owls trail after three. I'll be back for the start of the fourth quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back, James Patrick, WESB Sports, Lady Owls basketball. Thank you for being with us tonight. And Lady Owls just got ran over in that third quarter there. They're outscored 19-7. So 19 points by the Lady Crusaders after they picked up that full court pressure. Lady Owls really couldn't break it. Led to a lot of easy baskets. So 33-16 Lady Crusader lead. Lady Owls take the court. Davis, Chamberlain, Sheely, Keyshore, Keene. Keyshore gets it into Keene. Keene looking for somebody open. Nobody. She drives it in between the legs, down to the baseline. I'll tell you what, they are just experts at that. Haley's going to do this spin move and a double teamer, and there's a girl there to get the ball every time, almost every time. Elk steals it away, and here we go with the Elk again. 3-man catch out here at the logo, just about. Now down low, now really down low, and then even lower for a lay-in. That is Peyton Newton, the game's leading scorer. 35-16. Keene goes all the way, coast to coast, and lays it in. Nice move for Bree there. That's her ninth point of the game. Elk breaks the pressure. They get it down low, and it's out of bounds. Lady Owls ball. Long and Funk back into the game for Chamberlain and Davis. Keene to Long. Back to Keyshore. Back to Long. Keene in the corner. Keyshore. Long. Keyshore. Keyshore, a little bit of drive penetration. Back out. There's Funk from the foul line. Off the mark. And a jump ball call that is going to go to Elk County. Nobody made a motion there. Just had to see which team lined up. 6:22 to go in the ballgame. 33-18. Lady Crusaders lead. Good defense for a start there for the Lady Owls. Now there's a drive and a basket by Lena Pulaski. 37-18. The Owls quick down the floor. Sevilla Long. Bree Keene, or Haley Keene. Haley goes all the way, forces up a jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. F- 5:47 to go. Elk thinks about a shot, gets it back out. Now it's in the corner for a three. Off the front iron, rebounded by, almost by Elk, but it goes out of bounds off of Elk. Bradford ball. 5:34 to go, 37-18, Lady Crusaders. Haley Keene across the timeline. Keyshore thinks about a three, gets it to Long. Long, Sheely foul line. Back out. Sheely foul line again. Keyshore. Just amazing defense here by the Lady Crusaders. Nobody is open for anything. There's a down low to Sheely, who gets the shot off. Too short shot. It is rebounded by Elk. Down just under 5 minutes now to go in the game. There's a bunch of passes around the exterior. Stolen almost by Shavia Long. Miranda Davis comes back into the game for Alexis Keyshore. Davis, Long, Sheely, Keene, Funk for your Lady Owls. Elk passing around. There's that open shot in the corner almost. Sheely gets her hand on it, and it creates a turnover. It goes off of Sheely and off of the Lady Crusader. So Lady Owls basketball. Davis is going to inbound to Keene. Keene. Foul line. Back to Long. Long bobbles it, and it's a jump ball. That one's going to stay with Bradford. Shavia Long inbounds to Haley Keene. Keene back to Long. Long gets it to no one. Shavia Long throws it almost away. Keene saves it behind the back. Keene's going to do a few spin moves. Foul line back to Long. Long to Sheely. Sheely tries to get for an open shot. Funk with a shot short. And Lady Crusaders with a rebound. Crusaders passing the ball around now. Good defense by Shavia Long. Elk really, everybody's wide open. There's a missed easy shot. And a foul on Lainey Weisner, her fourth. She's had the bad luck tonight. Her fourth, the team's first. Maddie Reimer comes in. Oh, did she? Is she there? Maddie Reimer comes into the game for the Lady Owls, as well as Keyshore back in. So now you've got Keene, Keyshore, Long, Reimer, and Davis. There's a shot from the foul line by Shavia Long, rebounded by Elk. 3 minutes to go in the game. 37-18, Lady Crusaders. Keyshore with a foul. Her second, the first on the Lady Owls. 3 minutes to go. 2:57. Elk working it around. There's an open three. Too long. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball going to stay with Elk. There's a foul on Shavia Long. First second. Team second. Elk inbounds the ball. 2:44 to go. Pass around the outside. Long on the defense. Maddie Reimer, good defense there. Still got that splint on her hand. Talked about that the other night. Elk working the ball around. Good defense, but too little too late here for the Lady Owls. Down to 2:10 to go. Almost a throwaway. Probably was a foul, but they didn't call it there. Double team to an open Elk County player. They are just working it all over the place now. 1:51 to go. There's a long three. Short rebound Elk. Another rebound Elk. And a putback. And that's Lena Pulaski. We've basically had three scorers the whole night for Elk County, and that has been enough to do it. So there's a timeout. We're going to take a short one with them there, ladies and gentlemen. With the score, Elk County 39, Bradford Owls 18. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball. Lady Crusaders from Elk County, a little too much here on the defensive end in the second half. Looks like the Lady Owls have emptied the bench now. Several players in there. Let me get some numbers and names. That's going to be... Haley Clark in there now. Bryn Benedict. Chamberlain. Deidre Johnson. And Maddie Reimer. Lady Owls. There's a shot. Oh, off the mark. Rebound. That rebound was by Bryn Benedict. And a foul. Foul is on... We're going to go with Katie Straub. I think this is the referee that turns his numbers around. So Chamberlain gets the ball in. That's Deidre. Jump ball. That's going to stay there with the Lady Owls. Deidre Johnson, that's who had the ball. Got it tied up. Chamberlain is going to inbound. Gets it into Maddie Reimer. Is going to take a three. Get it. Oh, short. Rebounded by Elk County. 1:10 to go. There's Chamberlain on the defense. And they get it down. Good defense by these backups. Good defense by the backup Lady Owls. Bryn Benedict doing a great job. Haley Clark doing a good job. There's Bryn Benedict. Good job. Elk passing it all around. I don't think they're planning on taking a shot. There they did. So much I know. There's number 15, Sophia Shirley, with a putback. The place in the Elk sideline went crazy because she's a JV and got probably one of her first, few baskets we'll go with. So there's Chamberlain with the ball, 13 seconds to go, 41-18. Deidre Johnson now tries to get it to Haley Clark. They get it. Oh, Benedict. And the clock runs out. That's going to be your final score with the Lady Crusaders 41. Lady Owls 18. Just a too tough of a defense for the Lady Owls tonight. So I'm going to compile some stats. I'll be back with a post-game show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Super Bowl 60. Join WESB Sports this Super Sunday, starting with pregame coverage at 2. Presented locally by W.R. Case & Sons, Hamlin Bank & Trust, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, New Bradford Auto Service, Metallico Bradford, Love Collision Center, Zimmerman Realty, Bud's Telling & Recovery, Cartez Family Vision, and Jim Coast Sales & Service. Join us for Super Bowl 60 on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owls Nest. Lady Owls basketball. Lady Owls come up on the short end. 41-18. Losers to the Lady Crusaders from Elk County Catholic High School. Defense, story of the game. First, in the first half, it was really defense for both teams. But in the second half, Elk County kicked it up another notch. Kicked it into another notch, and the Lady Owls turned it over several times and opened a big lead. Lady Owls scored 2 points in the first quarter, 2 points in the fourth quarter, and only 14 in the two quarters in between. So they come up on the short end of a 41-18 score. Just didn't have much tonight. I had said they come out like they were asleep. I don't know. But leading the Lady Owls tonight was Haley Keene with 9 points, Cammy Sheely with 4, and Shavia Long with 4. That was almost all the points. Elk County had 3 double-digit scores, led by Peyton Newton with 16. These two teams will play again next Wednesday. We'll be with you here on WSB Sports. Our next broadcast will be Monday night. That will be a boys game at the Smithport Hubbers. So Bradford Owls boys basketball at the Smithport Hubbers, about roughly 7:20 on Monday evening. Thank you for being with us tonight. Once again, the final score, Elk County Crusaders 41, Lady Owls of Bradford High 18. This is James Patrick signing off for WSB Sports.